Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Lots to get into on the show today. What If Wednesday, Daily Mock. We're going to have a mock-off later. Hugh and I are going to do our mock draft, see who's more accurate. And, of course, a little update on Ask Outtrout. A lot of Eagles discussion. Off. Yeah, I can't wait for the mock-off at 1 o'clock. So we have a lot of discussion on this Eagles draft here. And we thought, you know what, we throw out our opinions. Let's get an opinion, some opinions, from someone who knows, who did this for a long time.
Did
now
it
he
for
does
a long
it.
Time.
NFL Network, former Eagles scout, worked for the Giants. Mark Ross joins us right now. How you doing, Mark?
Mark!
What's up? Joe, this is for you, not for you. I'm not doing this. I'm just doing this for the station. None of this has to do with you, Douglas.
You know what? I appreciate you doing it for Joe. But, Mark, I got to ask you, man, because we used to have these debates all the time back in the day. But I'm curious to how you feel that this NFL is going nowadays. I've been on the mindset, or have been the mindset, that nowadays defenses are luxuries, not necessities anymore, because you're paying your $200 million quarterback to go out there and win football games for you. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, the luxury of get one stop or two stops, you know, nothing more to be said than the Eagles last Super Bowl they won. They got one stop in the game. That's all they needed. So, of course, it's so quarterback-driven. You got to score points. You got to put your money, invest the money in the quarterback, and then you got to invest the resources to make sure that said quarterback, wherever you draft him, has a support foundation to make it work. And we can look at just last year's draft and Bryce Young getting thrown into that mess there, and he's all by himself as opposed to C.J. Stroud and how they surrounded him. So, yeah, it's all about the QB, making sure they're supported on the field and off the field with coaching. And, of course, you have to play some defense, and but just those days of we can just go destroy you on our defense and make a couple plays on offense, it's kind of flipped where – you just got to get through the game. And that all is a trickle up from how colleges are playing, where you watch how those colleges just score points, and then you just make a couple plays, key plays on defense to win it.
So, Mark, let's take what you just said and make it specific to the Eagles here. So they have a lot on offense. They have two $25 million-a-year wide receivers. They have Dallas Goedert. They signed Saquon Barkley. We were talking this morning about the idea that's out there that maybe they would draft another wide receiver early or maybe even move up for Brock Bowers. I'm under the belief, Mark, they have a lot of weapons around Jalen Hurts. Now it's time to go fix this defense, who was second worst in the NFL last year, allowing passing touchdowns. Eagles-specific, Mark, when you look at this roster, could you make the case for another weapon, or do you think it's got to be now? Let's add a little bit to that defense in this draft.
Yeah, that's when you're so unbalanced as the Eagles are seem to be right now constructed. Yes, you have to help the defense. If you're looking at that offense, you're saying, yep, we can score with anybody. We have the quarterback. We've got enough playmakers. We've got the O-line that we can go score with anybody. Who do we have on the D to close games? That's what I'm talking about, the defense. Who's going to close a game for you? And is there anybody you're really looking at right now and saying, well, Bryce Huff can close a game? We don't know. He's rotational. Our young guys, Carter and Davis, they haven't shown to do it consistently. So, yeah, I'm looking at the Eagles D and saying we just can't get bludgeoned for the whole season and expect to just outscore everybody. We need somebody to close the game in some kind of way. So whether that's up front, with another pass rusher, whether, of course, we need you need corners as well. You can't trot Bradbury out there again and say, just go pick on him. So corner could be a need as well. So I'm looking at when they're so unbalanced with such talent on the offense, now we need some more on the defense to get somebody to close games out for us.
You know what, Mark, with that being said, when you talk about, you know, the reinstatement of Isaiah Rodgers and, you know, the fact that you had Kelee Ringo there, wouldn't you be more of the mindset, say if you were here and you were part of the Philadelphia Eagles and you've seen those guys, would you kind of give them a chance, or would you go into the draft and probably bring another, like, young corner here, like a Quinyon Mitchell or somebody like that?
It just depends on how the draft falls to you, Hugh. If there's a player there, you're saying we just can't pass him up, then you've got to take him. Now, if you've got an edge or a corner of the same value that you've talked about through all these draft meetings, then you go with maybe the edge. But it's just all about how it falls to you and what the comfort level is with the young guys that you've invested in. So you can never go into the draft saying this is exactly what's going to happen. You go into it with a game plan. You talk, you meet, and saying, okay, these are our needs. These are the players we really like. If they're in the right range for us, then we go. Then we'll get them or make a move. You know, Howie, of course, we know is going to make a move. I mean, that's maybe the certainty of the draft that he'll do something, and they may have their eye on one particular player, saying we're going to invest to go get this player. And if not, if the draft comes to us, then we look at our young guys and balance out who we can draft versus who's on the roster now.
Mark Ross with us, former Eagle scout, now with NFL Network. Mark, I'm curious your evaluation, your thoughts on Cooper DeJean from Iowa. He's such an interesting player to me because he was so good, so productive in college. People say, is he really a corner? Is he a safety? All I know is every time I watch him, he made plays. He made plays on the ball and then took it back for touchdowns. He looks to me like a really good player. It's just a matter of what he can be and where he'll be his best in the NFL. What do you think of Cooper DeJean?
Yeah, those tweeners are tough, and it's always good to talk about those tweeners and saying, well, he can do this, he can do that, but in this positionless football name that's come up the last couple of years, you got to play a position. There is no positionless football. If the corner got to go cover somebody, a safety better go, you know, cover and tackle people, a DN better go rush the passer. So with Cooper, it's depending on how you see him. There's a lot of, is he a corner? Is he a safety? Is he good enough athlete to be a corner? Is he tough enough and big enough to be a safety? So he's in that tweener range, and I'm not crazy about him as far as just a prospect. I think he'll be a solid player. I think he'll be a good piece to a defense, but it's all about where to maximize what he does well. And I don't know if a lot of those highlight plays that he had, if you really break them down, it would, you know, was it really him just kind of, you know, being an outstanding player and making the most of it, or kind of falling in the right place, right time with that. So, he's okay for me. I know some people are higher and some people are lower. So he's kind of a lightning rod here in this draft process.
Mark, a lot of talk out there, maybe the Eagles take an offensive lineman because Lane Johnson is going to be 34 next month and have that contingency plan. But there's also a chance, if there's not injury, that player kind of redshirts for a year, maybe more. What in draft rooms, how is it talked about? Because we always wonder, like, is it about need? Is it about down the line? Take us inside that balance between how teams try to do this, because I could get the idea of taking a contingency plan, but they're also trying to win the Super Bowl this next season.
Yeah, that's it. And depending on the stability of your front office and your coaching staff, a lot of these decisions are made to saying, we just better get somebody that's going to help us win now, as opposed to, well, we can take somebody knowing we're still going to be here a year or two down the line. So in the Eagles situation with Howie, who's shown to have stability there and trust with the ownership and probably going to be here, he can make decisions more so of, I don't have to just go be desperate and go get a guy right now who I think we absolutely need, as opposed to, okay, well, this player may not play, our first round pick may not play this year, he may play next year, we can get him ready. So there's a little bit more stability that Howie has to make those decisions. But all draft meetings, you're going to hear all throughout the draft, we took the best player on the board. No, you don't. No one takes the best player on the board. They take the best player on the board throughout the meetings that you talk about, with also matching your needs. You just don't want to overvalue players because you think you need that. So all of these teams talk about their specific needs and what can get them to the Super Bowl quicker rather than later, and also matched up again with what stage is that coaching staff and that personnel staff in to say, you better make something like the Jets. You better make something happen absolutely right now, or you're going to be gone next year. So the decisions they make this weekend are going to be about winning this season, whereas the Eagles have a little bit more of leeway to say, we can kind of take stuff for the future. You know, that being said, I think with the Eagles and the success they've had, you got to get over the hump now. Okay, you were in the Super Bowl, took a step back last year. You better do something to make it happen to go compete with the big dogs in the NFC.
Do you miss this time of year, Mark? Do you miss this time of year as far as getting ready for the draft and doing the big board?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And all the other good stuff, you missed that?
In some regards, Hugh. It was fun just being with the guys and, you know, hearing the coaches begging for players or scouts. That's not fun. But, no, it's always – and now I can just do this, and I'll go do a different city later. I can solve every team's problems, you know, and on Monday, no one will care about what I said. But, you know, that pressure that you have to say you got to make it right every single time is – you know, there's nothing like that. But this is a lot of fun being on this end of it. But, of course, you know, just kind of like you being in the locker room. There's nothing like being in the locker room, being in the draft room, just making it all happen throughout this weekend.
Yeah.
Mark, I'm curious what you think of this quarterback class, because just the way that it shakes out, it could affect the Eagles' future. A lot of these kids are likely to land in the NFC, starting with Caleb Williams, obviously going to go to the Bears 1, maybe Jaden Daniels 2 to the Commanders. How good do you think this class is? And Mark, is the hype about Caleb Williams, do you think it's justified? Is he that good?
Yeah, I love Caleb, and I think he's going to be a star. And I know that they've been in Chicago. That might not be the best place in years and years and years of quarterback purgatory or quarterback hell, depending on your Bears fan and how you're looking at it. But, yeah, and then you got if Jaden goes to the Commanders, you're right there in the division. And I love Jaden. I think there's – a closer gap between Caleb and Jaden than there is between Jaden and whoever you deem to be the third quarterback. I don't think Drake May or J.J. McCarthy or those sort of players you trade up and go get or mortgage the future for those sort of guys. If they fall into the right place for a team, you take a shot. And, you know, I think that's closer with the group of four, I call them, with May, J.J., Penix, and Knicks. I think they're much closer and grouped together in whatever kind of order you put them than it is between Caleb and Jaden. I think they separated themselves. And, you know, just, again, you bring up C.J. Stroud from last year. That shows you still one player, that quarterback, can completely change the organization. And, of course, that's where everybody is trying to get to.
Well, there's no doubt about that. The Texans were bad, and then all of a sudden they're in the divisional round, and now they could be really good again. Mark, we really appreciate you hopping. Appreciate you doing it for me, and obviously not for Hugh. We appreciate it, Mark.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, now. Anytime.
There he goes. Mark Ross, NFL Network, used to be here with the Eagles. So how about that?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.